Not every issue this election year is divided along partisan lines. A new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government has explored one of those issues, immigration. Even when it comes to illegal immigration, there isn't much difference between Democrats and Republicans, but that doesn't mean there is a national consensus. NPR's Marcus Rosenbaum reports on why solutions proposed by leaders from both parties don't have much chance of going anywhere.
Get up early in the morning and drive around the main roads of just about any metropolitan area, and you'll find scenes like this one in Montgomery County, Maryland, outside Washington, D.C. Groups of Spanish-speaking men, mostly without the legal right to work in the U.S., are gathering at gas stations, convenience stores, and in the parking lots of shopping plazas, waiting, like Francisco, for a job, any job.
The people work for everything here. It's work for painting, carpenter, for everything.
A pickup drives by. Dozens of men swarm toward it, jockeying for position. The driver points to two, they climb into the cab, and the truck drives off. It's a situation that many native-born Americans don't like. In fact, 7 out of 10 say they're concerned about illegal immigration. And it's no wonder, says Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies.
Just to begin with, it's a violation of the law. There are rules, and the rules are not only not being followed, but they're willfully being ignored by the authorities on a massive scale.
And Krikorian says it's not just anyone who's coming.
Illegal immigrants are disproportionately poor and unskilled.
They take low-paying jobs and end up using more government services than they pay for. That's one of the main things people say concerns them about illegal immigration. Krikorian says that better enforcement of the law, especially against employers who hire undocumented workers, would be better for everyone.
Without this flow of immigrants, you would end up with the jobs either paying more and offering better benefits, or the jobs being eliminated and mechanized or done in some other way.
According to our poll, a sizable majority of native-born Americans agrees with Mark Krikorian that illegal immigration hurts the U.S. economy, and they think the federal government hasn't been tough enough. But Tamar Jacoby of the Manhattan Institute is one of a number of immigration experts who have a different take on what to do about the issue. Illegal immigration is a problem, she says, but it's a problem primarily because it's illegal. She says you can mechanize some of those low-paying jobs, but there aren't nearly enough native-born Americans for all the other ones.
The number that really is useful on this is that in 1960, half of American men did not graduate from high school. Now only 10% of American men do not graduate from high school. That means we used to have a workforce that wanted to do things like work out in the hot sun in the fields, work as busboys, work as the menial work on construction sites and in grounds crews. People don't raise their kids to do that anymore.
But we still need this work done. So Jacoby says the first thing to do is to set realistic limits on the number of people allowed in. Open the borders more, and the market will decide about labor the same way it decides about goods and capital.
There is no other solution. In the past 10 years, we've tripled the size of the Border Patrol. We've quintupled the budget on the border. It hasn't had any effect on the flow of illegal immigrants coming in. Enforcement alone doesn't work.
If politics makes strange bedfellows, so does immigration policy. Tamar Jacoby is a conservative. Jeff Pissell of the Urban Institute is a liberal. But he agrees that the key to solving the problems of illegal immigration, workers without legal documents, is a more open border. He says it certainly wouldn't make things worse.
Practically everybody who wants to come from Mexico gets here one way or another. So, in effect, giving them access to the labor market in some sort of documented status wouldn't make much difference.
Pissell says that in a perverse sort of way, opening up the border to Mexican workers might mean that more of them would actually go home.
By building up the enforcement at the border, we've trapped some of the people who came with the intention of going home or would probably like to go back to Mexico but are concerned that they won't be able to get back into the United States.
So they stay and set down roots, and people who came here as temporary workers become permanent immigrants. Leaders in both parties agree that some kind of legalization scheme is needed. President Bush has proposed a plan that would allow so-called guest workers into the country for a few years, after which they would be required to return home. His challenger, John Kerry, has expressed similar ideas. The NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll shows that the country is divided fairly evenly over the Bush plan. The problem, the poll shows, is that the guest worker issue is much more important to its opponents than to its supporters. What that means, of course, is that the political danger in doing something is much greater than the political danger in not doing it. So the politicians keep pretty mum. Maybe a million undocumented people come into the country every year looking for work.
My profession is carpentry, concrete, ceramic, everything.
Some of these workers go home, but many more stay. And sentiment against illegal immigrants remains high, even as we hire them to build our homes, work in our restaurants, and weed our yards. Marcus Rosenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
Megan Moline provided assistance for this report. You can find more about the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School Immigration Poll, including complete poll results, at our website, npr.org.